Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Shooting Space, my podcast where I get to talk to some of the most amazing women in the game. I'm so pumped today. We've got a really special player, Nicole Levy's in the house. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. Excited to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. So right now you are kind of at the little bit over halfway mark of the Athletes Unlimited lacrosse season. How's the season been so far? I know we're 3 weeks in and looking kind of at that final week.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a ton of fun. It always is, you know, every year. I think at this point, it's coming down to, you know, our last week, everyone's trying to get as much points as they can, but also have as much fun as they can while, you know, while it lasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that. I love the competitiveness and also enjoying the experience and being part of building that future of women's lacrosse. So we'll chat about AU a bit because I know you've had a great season so far, but I want to start at the beginning. We're going like way, way back. How did you start playing lacrosse? What was your introduction to the game?
Yeah, I mean, I was introduced to the game from my dad. He grew up playing. He was a coach my entire life as I grew up. And I remember being like a little kid on the sideline of his games when he was in Lake Placid playing in, you know, the men's league. I remember like having a stick in my hand and absolutely loving it and wanting to be just like him. So he introduced me to the game and then he taught me everything I know pretty much moving on. And yeah, just kind of went from there.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah, I haven't made it to Placid yet, but it's on my list. This is like my year, 2 years coming of trying to make it to every event just to get to see all the different people playing. But it's so cool that he was able to kind of hand you the passion for the game and introduce you to it.
Right. Totally. And coaching as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. So you're from East Islip, New York, which I'm horrible at geography, but I believe that is on Long Island. And as we all know, Long Island lacrosse culture is so strong. Tell us a little bit about that lacrosse culture, right? What does lacrosse mean on Long Island?
Yeah, I mean, on Long Island, like it's a pretty dominant sport, obviously. Hotbed, a lot of talent coming out of there. It's super competitive year round. So I think it does give us that advantage where we're used to having to compete at a high level and also having to compete with a chip on our shoulder because us Long Islanders definitely do play with a little bit of an edge, but it's all in competitive spirit. So I think growing up in that atmosphere and that culture of competitiveness, but like also having fun and constantly having your stick in your hand, I think definitely helped me become the player that I am.
Yeah, definitely. And did you play club or any sort of rec programs that you would attribute to helping you really kind of foster your talent?
Yeah, definitely. I played club starting from when I was in like fourth grade. Actually, I bounced around different club teams, ended with Top Guns. And then I really do dedicate, I think, my signature kind of like outside power shot, I would dedicate to breakout goaltending, which is this goalie school on Long Island where I worked as a shooter all throughout high school. Every Sunday for like 4 hours, I would just shoot on goalies and get paid.
I love that. Wait, I didn't know that. That was not in any of the bios. So we're getting the good stuff early on. So you were someone that they were paying to come and help the goalies get better as shooters?
Right. So there would be like six cages set up. Each cage would have a goalie in it. There would be a shooter and a goalie coach at each cage. So I, like when I was in high school, I was just a shooter and the goalies would rotate to each station, but I would stay and just shoot and it would be alley shots. It would be sweeps. It would be crease rolls. It would be, you know, step downs, grip and rips, like all that stuff. And I would just shoot for hours and hours and get paid for doing it.
That's so cool. And what a great opportunity, not just for the goalies, but for you as well, right? To get to shoot so much on all those different goalies and kind of start to, like you said, build up that signature shot that we've seen become like this kind of hallmark and signature that you have.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And so kind of fast forwarding a little bit to your college career and, you know, you ultimately attending Syracuse. What was your recruiting process like in the first place before you ended up at Syracuse?
Yeah, I think for me, the recruiting process, obviously, you know, the rules were a lot different back then. But I went to a couple schools, narrowed it down. Basically, you know, talking through the process with my dad, it was kind of like, all right, do you want big school, small school? Like, what do you want? That type of stuff. And I just remember looking at him across the kitchen table and being like, I just want to play in a Final Four. And he signed me up for a Syracuse camp. And then I met Gary Gate and I fell in love with the school and him as a coach from day one.
Awesome. That's awesome. And What was it about Syracuse? So you went to the camp, you know, what did you notice or what kind of stood out to you? Because I think a lot of listeners might be, you know, young people that are looking to be in their own recruiting process or kind of in the thick of their own recruiting process. So what stood out to you when making that decision?
Yeah, when I was younger, playing in club, I had a coach once come up to me and kind of critique me for playing sidearm and tell me that it wasn't never going to work at the next level. And it really, like, it kind of set me back, and I lost a lot of confidence after that. But I went to a Syracuse camp like a month later, and the first thing that we did was partner passing sidearm. And I was like, this is the place I need to be, because I know that Gary is the type of coach that will allow me to explore my player identity and allow me to be creative and try new things and get outside of my comfort zone. So I really appreciated that. And then the culture of the team as well. I mean, I remember showing up to camp and it was like everyone was getting ready to play lacrosse, but on the sideline you had some of the camp counselors, like the players on the team, like tossing a football around. So I knew like it was going to be a really fun place to go.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. And I'm glad that, you know, that moment for you seeing the creativity. And I think even as a fan of the team, right, we see the creativity that's been fostered all throughout the years. And so it's so cool to know that that was something that stood out to you. And that mention of that coach that was discouraging you from playing sidearm, it's so wild to think how like a comment or, you know, whether good or bad from a coach can really change our trajectory if we let it, or if, you know, there's no other intervention from the universe to stop that. But I think it's so awesome that, you know, you had that moment where you realized like, you know what, I'm actually on the right track. And like, there is room and success for the way I want to play lacrosse, because I feel like it's so important to one, be able to be a creative player, but then also continue to build on that. And it's awesome that you found a coach that like, let you explore that more.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal. And so kind of thinking of the way that Syracuse lacrosse has been played and the way you play too, and the creativity that we just touched on, were there other kind of Syracuse greats that you looked up to at the time, like, you know, Kayla, Katie Rowan, Michelle Tumalo, Alyssa Murray Cometti, who is our editor. So shout out to Alyssa. You know, were there players either when you were at camp or when you were kind of confirming that you wanted to go to Syracuse, and even now or during your time there, that you were like, that is who I'm trying to be like?
Absolutely. You know, I always had my own style of play, so it wasn't necessarily trying to be like someone specific, but I always did look up to and really respect Michelle Tumalo and Kayla Trainer's game. And luckily for me, my freshman year, not only did I get to play with Kayla as when she was a senior, but also coached by Michelle. She was our offense or our assistant coach at Syracuse that year. So the two of them for sure. And I think what really stood out to me about Kayla was, I mean, she's this tremendous player, like we all know, but behind the scenes, like on the field, she is so good at instilling confidence in younger players. And for me as a freshman, when she was a senior and, you know, she was this big name and I was idolizing her on the field and we were in the middle of a game and we would score a goal and get into a huddle, she would look at me and ask me my opinion and what I see and what I think the defense is doing. And I really always respected her for that, and really appreciated everything, you know, that she did for me in not only making me a better player, but a better leader and a person as I grew up.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that leadership from senior level players, like that makes such an impact. So that's really cool that that was something fostered as well in the environment, was just like supporting each other and helping each other build. That's so important.
Right.
Yeah. So at Syracuse, I mean, we know you balled out. We got to see it, but I'm a stats person, so I always love to like go back and look at all the bios and the stats. You were the Lacrosse Magazine Rookie of the Year, ACC Rookie of the Year, ECAC Rookie of the Year. Did you expect to have that big of a season right off the bat? I mean, I'm sure, you know, to some extent you knew like, okay, you know, I'm going to go there. I'm going to do my best. Like I'm, you know, going to have some success there, but, what did that year mean to you and how did you approach it to have such a great start?
Yeah, I think I went in confident, but humble at the same time. And I knew like having to make adjustments for my own personal game would be crucial just based off of the difference in rules from going to high school to college. But also like playing with, you know, in high school, you're used to being the best person on the field. And when you become a freshman in college, it's not like that. You know, everyone on that team, everyone on that roster was an All-American in high school. So it's like, what is going to separate you from everybody else? And I just really focused on the fundamentals of shooting and my stick work, because those are the two things that I can really control. I've never been like the fastest, strongest, tallest, you know, most athletic player on the field, but I'm able to use my IQ and my stick work. So I really focused on that, and then just kind of let the game come to me. And I understood my role. You know, I wasn't going to be the dodger initiator. Kind of let Kayla do all the work, and then when the defense would slide to her, I would just be open on the backside.
Definitely. I think that's such a great point. You mentioned the role and kind of identifying where you would fit in. So how would you kind of compare who you were before, like the player that you were in high school versus the player that you then became in college?
Yeah, I think even just going through college and even honestly here at AU, I think it just changes every week. I'm here, like every week it changes the team dynamic. So it's just kind of fitting in, you know, in that role. And I think for me, it was when I was in high school, I was more of an X player, you know, crease role. And then in college, I kind of hung out on that elbow for that outside shot. But what stayed consistent is just the mentality of just my entire career has always been about proving people wrong. And I think I've let that kind of fuel me, and it continues to fuel me today.
Yeah, definitely. Love that mentality of just continuing to get after it. You know, and how have you kind of stayed inspired or just encouraged yourself within? Because I feel like, you know, sometimes that's in any aspect of life, something we can struggle with, right? Is like if the outside forces or people around you maybe don't necessarily believe in the vision you have, or if you are in a new place where you have to change up how you play or change up how you approach something, that can be something really discouraging. So how do you maintain that level of inspiration within yourself?
Yeah, I think just being open-minded and then just having fun, you know. I tell people all the time, like, playing sports in general and playing the sport of lacrosse, you don't have to play if you don't want to. You're here because you want to play, you know. So like, don't forget that. Like, if it becomes like super stressful, just go back to your why and understand that it was once fun. We need to make sure that we can figure out how to make it fun again.
Definitely, definitely. So you wrapped up, you know, at Syracuse, and you got over 200 points, 222 points, and you were on the Tourtown watch list throughout your career. So what are maybe two or three moments throughout your Syracuse career that really stand out when you think back to that time?
Yeah, I think my freshman year, playing in that Final Four was one of the coolest experiences, that I've ever had. So I would definitely say that's a big one. I just remember like the crowd that we had, like the, you know, the impact of all the fans that came to watch us play. And even though we lost, I mean, the tailgates and like all of our family and friends that came, it was like, it was really cool to see that Syracuse culture and alumni and everyone supporting each other. So I think that was like one of my favorite moments.
Definitely, definitely. No, that was a fun season to watch. And you know, as you've seen now, Gary Gates obviously coaching now the men's team, and then Kayla Trainer coaching the women's team. You know, what are ways that you've stayed connected with the program and really continued supporting as an alum?
Yeah, well, the last couple of years, whenever they're in the Final Four, I'm there. I'm the loudest, one of the loudest ones behind their bench. But I think you know, just being a coach myself too, like I'm constantly, you know, in contact with Kayla and seeing her on the road recruiting and stuff like that. So, you know, we definitely keep in touch and, you know, always talk about lacrosse. And then plus some of the girls on the team, you know, I'm kind of close with. I didn't play with necessarily anymore. They kind of all graduated, which makes me feel old. But like Katie Goodale's wearing number 12, so I shoot her a text every once in a while. Emma Ward, I grew up with. Her and my sister played club when they were younger together. So shooting her a text once in a while after a game or before a game helps me kind of stay connected and wish them luck and show my support.
Definitely. That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's talk present day Athletes Unlimited. For those listening, Athletes Unlimited is a professional women's lacrosse league in its third season, giving post-collegiate athletes a chance to play with and against the best of the best. So much fun to watch. You know, I think when I think of professional women's lacrosse and kind of the different iterations that have been of the league to where we are today. It just seems like AU really hit the ground running and has done such a phenomenal job being, you know, this hallmark of professional women's lacrosse and helping kind of push the game forward. How did the opportunity to play pro, you know, come about for you?
It actually, yeah, so it didn't. And that's kind of goes back to the whole still, you know, proving people wrong, right? My entire life, I'm one of the most unassuming people out there probably. But yeah, I didn't, after college, I didn't get the call up for the WPLL or whatever, you know, that other league that they had too. I never got drafted, and that stung. It really hurt. And then when I heard about this opportunity, the first person I called was Kayla, and then Michelle as well. And I was like, I would love this opportunity. Like, I'm still ready to go, you know. And they were like, they kind of fought for me to get an opportunity to play. And I remember having to make a highlight reel, and I'm like, why do I even have to make a highlight reel right now? But yeah, so thanks to Kayla and Michelle, I was kind of given this opportunity, and then it's been great ever since.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I remember when the list of names came out for all the leagues, and I think I even tweeted one time, especially when AU started, and I remember they had like the 2-point shots and all these things. And in my mind, I'm like, why is Nicole Levy not in this league? Like, this, the math makes sense in my head. I tweeted, I was like, where's Nicole Levy? Like, this makes sense in my head. And then I think a couple days later, so I'm sure the process had kind of already been in progress. It came out that you were joining the league, and then you were like, yeah, like, you know, I'm going to be playing for AU. And, you know, part of what my biggest hope for professional women's lacrosse, and something I think I struggle with even as someone who loves the game so much and loves cheering all of you on, is sometimes it feels like there just aren't enough opportunities, and there's so many players that haven't gotten a shot to play pro that I think would do such an amazing job. And, you know, I think it's awesome that you were able to advocate for yourself, but also have kind of mentors in the game that like helped you find your footing, and were able to put in, you know, just even a recommendation for you to go and play, and at least get that ball rolling, you know, with their help.
Right. And I'm super, super grateful and appreciative of the both of them for that.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned having to get a highlight reel together, which, like, the sassy person in me is in my head of like, just Google me. It's all right there. Like, the stat points are out there. In that moment, right, you probably had a choice to make. Either you said, you know what, this is too much, like, it's not even that serious, I really don't want to do this, or let me hunker down and get on, you know, iMovie or whatever I'm going to use and make this highlight reel. Would you say that was kind of a humbling moment for you? Like, how did you swallow your pride and say, you know what, this is a goal I have, let me just get this done?
Yeah, well, it's funny that you say that. Like, the sass in me was actually like, okay, yeah, let's do it. So I pulled up like three of my best like Sports Center shots, and then I clipped it with the scene from Gladiators that he throws a sword and goes, are you not entertained? And then I went into the rest of it. So I had some fun with it as well and was ready to prove people wrong with it.
That's amazing. I need that link. We gotta see it. No, and it's cool that you had fun with it too, because I think, you know, it's kind of half and half, right? It's either like someone takes that and says, okay, they obviously don't know what I can do, and like, I'm kind of past this, let me just move on. Or like you said, you, again, a chance to prove people wrong and prove yourself, but also have fun with it, and say like, I belong in this league, look at what I can do. And I'm so glad that they saw that, and that they saw the opportunity to have you in the league and saw the value in that, because I think we would just be missing out on so many awesome plays if we didn't have you in the league.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. So looking at, you know, playing at Syracuse and then now playing in the pros. So for, you know, those that are listening that maybe don't know, the AU system has points. So people earn points for goals, assists, saves, ground balls. They're all tallied up. And then at the end, there's a champion crown and kind of a ranking of points. So what are some things that you enjoy about the rules in AU and the playing style, especially like that 2-point shot? And, you know, there's no 8 or 12, it's just kind of that one arc. And so you can kind of play around with a different line.
Yeah, I mean, my two favorite rules are definitely that 2-point line. And then not necessarily a rule, but it's more of like the fact that we play 6-on-6 on the offensive or defensive end. You know, like, I think when it's settled 6-on-6, there's just so much room to work and so much more you can do. So I really enjoy that aspect of it. And as an attacker who doesn't like to ride, I do also enjoy the 50 being the restrainer.
Just a little light jog to the end. I'm out of shape, so I can do that. I can do that. And you know, something that I'm curious about, do you, and maybe this is kind of a no-brainer of a question, but how much more intense or maybe physical is this game, right? Because you're literally playing against the people that one just rolled off of their college seasons, and so they're coming in like fresh legs, ready to go. People that have been training for years and years and years, like Team USA players, kind of the cream of the crop. And is it much more aggressive? And then how do you kind of adjust your playing style when it's that much faster?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's obviously it's way more physical than, you know, a lot of people are used to, especially coming out of the college game. I think it's really important to train like you're able to handle contact, and then also just understand, and it took me a little bit to mature and to understand this as well, but understanding that PT is not just for when you're hurt. It's, you know, body, like, recovery is super, super important. And I never really took that seriously until I started in this league and realized, oh wow, that definitely makes a difference when you're playing 3 games a weekend, 12 games in 4 weeks. So
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I've seen the PTs lined up on the side, or you know, people going in during practice days. But that extra care for your body, especially when you're playing, you know, multiple games in a weekend and probably practicing every single day with that same level of intensity, definitely makes sense that you want to like kind of take care of yourself. So, you know, you've had what I would say two of really the biggest moments this season. The first, you tied the record for most goals scored in a single game, tied that with Charlotte North. You had 6 goals in a single game. And then the second being winning it in the shootouts for Team Apuzzo this past weekend. So, you know, how do you stay sharp and kind of up on your game preparing for AU? And then with the kind of fast pace of the game and how many games you're playing in a weekend and all of that, do you have time to kind of take a moment to like enjoy that you've had some big wins, or is it kind of a consistent looking at the next game and just working on increasing your points?
No, it's honestly it's a consistent of just like looking on to the next game, until at least the weekend's over, then you can reflect a little bit. But it's there. I mean, our games are back to back to back, so it's like you got to focus on that next team coming up, and what you did yesterday doesn't necessarily matter. You know, the only thing that matters is in the moment. And I think being that we are here for such a short amount of time, like the best thing to do is exactly that and live in the moment and just enjoy every second of it. So yeah, that's what I would say for that.
Definitely. And how have you continued improving year to year? You know, what are some adjustments that you make when you're thinking about your preparation for the coming year?
Well, I think honestly, I think I've just matured in a lot of ways and understood, like, this year I'm starting to understand, you know, in order to have success in this league as an attacker, you have to be willing to take risks. So I'm trying to work on that a little bit more. And, you know, sometimes I might think that I have a shot, but I'll hesitate and pull it out. And now I'm just like, you know what? Let it fly because everyone else is. So why can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Might as well make the magic happen. And another kind of, you know, big difference in AU is that each week your teams are changing. So you're not necessarily always going to play with the same people or the same exact team every single week. You're with your team for those, you know, 3 or so games, and then you move on. What is it like being on all those different teams and like that shakeup? I think something that's been consistent in our conversation is having to adjust and being willing to kind of identify different ways that you can contribute. So, how do you figure out, you know, pretty quickly how you're going to play on a certain team and where you fit in best?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely the hardest part. But as a college coach, it kind of gives me a little bit of an advantage, I believe, because I'm able to see that and able to adapt. But yeah, I mean, it depends on who the other attackers are. You know, like this week with Sam's team, it unfortunately worked out where I, you know, wasn't really on the field too much, and that was okay. We were getting some win points. But you know, when I'm on a, you know, when I'm on a team like I was when I had the 6 goals, it became more of kind of like I was like, okay, I need to like step up here, you know. Sometimes you're going to be off ball, sometimes you're going to be the dodger, sometimes you're going to be the shooter. You never really know. So you just got to be willing to adjust on the fly, and you kind of can figure it out a little bit during our practices. But you really just kind of figure it out as you go on that first Thursday night game and then figure it out for the weekend.
Awesome. And do you kind of take time to watch the other teams and like do your own little bit of scouting? Like, ooh, I don't know that player well, but I need to figure it out.
Yeah, but I do think that most for majority of defenders, at least here, have been here for the last like year or two. So I've kind of gotten a pretty good idea on everyone so far. So it's not really necessarily watching. It's more of like them as individuals. I kind of already like have an idea of that. But it's watching each team, like the same as we're talking about as the attackers that have to adjust and find different roles. The defenders a lot of times will have different like slide packages or tendencies. So watching that and how they play together as well, for sure.
Nice. And so overall, you know, what do you think the impact has been of professional women's lacrosse and especially Athletes Unlimited now in its current iteration? Like, what's the impact that you've seen that it's made when you're looking back to young Nicole, who, you know, back in our day, like we did not have professional women's lacrosse. We did not know it was happening. It was like, you know, there was Team USA, there was Team SDX and stuff, but to have and to play in a league where you're on ESPN consistently, you're on SportsCenter top 10, you're getting to play with so many different players. Like, what's that impact been for you?
Yeah, you know, I still sometimes like not, I don't want to say that I don't take it for granted, but sometimes I don't understand how much of an impact it actually is until after a game when you're going through that autograph line and like a little girl comes up to you with your playing card and goes, "Can you sign this? Like, you're my favorite player." And you just like, it feels so good to have like that impact and to know that like you're inspiring the next generation. And I think it's a really, really cool thing for this, for our sport.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. And so, you know, you've been coaching as well, and now you're an assistant coach at Florida for the Gators. I'm curious, what's your coaching style, right? Like, what's Coach Levy like?
Yeah, I'm super laid back. You know, I really like to get my players to get outside their comfort zone and to instill confidence in them. My biggest thing at practice is I will never yell at anybody for making a mistake. Like it's okay. I want people to make mistakes because I want them to try new things. And if they're not going outside their comfort zone, they're never going to, you know, they're never going to grow. So just like kind of working on that, creating an environment where it's both fun and competitive, because again, like I really strongly believe in like, there's two types of athletes, and it's going to be, you know, there's athletes that need to compete in order to have fun. And then there's athletes that need to have fun in order to compete. I've always been one that needs to have fun in order to compete. So I like to kind of style my persona in practice around that and make sure that everyone's having fun competing, but like remembering to have fun.
Yeah, definitely. And that's such a cool kind of the way you described it, where like you can tell your coach, because you're thinking of, you know, how am I adjusting my coaching style to my players, but also kind of pushing them and having them grow while still like creating an environment where they're having fun. I feel like that's sometimes something really missed in sports, but like you said, like having fun is such an important part of it. And I do think there's a lot of positive that comes from just having fun when you play.
Yeah, totally.
And so is coaching, you know, are we going to see you on the sidelines for years and years to come? Like, what's kind of your goal within the sport?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've known I wanted to coach since I was like a sophomore in high school. It's definitely always been something I wanted to do. And I think my goal is, it's honestly, it sounds like kind of cliche, but my goal every year is just to make sure that the players that come in as freshmen leave as more confident and completely different individuals as seniors, well-rounded on and off the field.
Yeah, that's a really great goal. And I think I'm sure something that'll carry you on for years and years and years as a fantastic coach. So something that I wanted to ask too. So earlier you mentioned getting, you know, support from Michelle Tumlin, from Kayla Trainer, when you were looking to make your jump into the pros. What are some tips you have for someone that's looking to kind of build those mentorship relationships or find mentors within their lives that can support them to grow within lacrosse, whether it's to be a professional or, you know, to work in development or to work as a coach? Like, you know, how do you find and build those relationships with people that can advocate for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with not being afraid to like ask questions and open up to people, you know? So like, when, like, if you go to a, if, you know, a younger, if I were to be younger and go to a camp and like there's a camp counselor, instead of being like intimidated and quiet and you know reserved, you should be confident enough and go ask questions and try to get to know some of the counselors and see how that works out.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And that's such a positive note that, like, it's okay to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid. I think even for me at work and even within lacrosse, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know if that person will respond to my email, or like, I want to interview them, but I'm kind of nervous, so I'm not going to ask yet. But it's important to remind ourselves that, like, there's no growth inside our comfort zones. It's when we put ourselves out there and we ask for things, right? And verbalize what we want and where we want to grow. I think that makes such a big impact.
Totally.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for joining me and joining the podcast. It's been so much fun to learn more about you as a player, as a person, and just really inspiring to, hear about all the different ways that you've been able to advocate for yourself, find growth for yourself, and just continue crushing it. So best of luck with, this upcoming week of AU, and I will be cheering for you.
Thank you so much.
Of course.